her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Putting a pin in our conversation about March Madness NCAA basketball, we will put it on the poll, though. How many brackets will you be filling out this year? How many March Madness brackets will you be filling out this year? I'm guessing, Josh, you'll fashion something along the lines of 10 or more as an option. And if you are one of those folks, mazel tov. No issues. I don't care how many brackets you fill out. Chewy's issue is then don't tell him how great your bracket is doing as though you only filled out one when you've got all these backup brackets. Right?
Exactly.
You're pulling them out of your bra. You know, you're pulling them out of your pockets. You're pulling them like on Friends when Monica stashes the lottery tickets away that she didn't share with her friends. I think she kept one or two in her shoe. Let's talk about Trey Hendrickson for a moment. Over the weekend, you probably saw that the Cincinnati Bengals backed up the Brinks truck to keep both of their wide receivers. So that means that Joe Burrow now has Ja'Marr Chase and... Yeah?
Higgins? Wow.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah. My brain just stopped. I don't know why it does that sometimes. It just goes, stop. And T. Higgins to throw to. And the question became, okay, that's all well and good, but you know your defense is the unit that stunk last year, right? Like, you know that that was the reason why you lost games. You know that was the reason why your season was teetering down the stretch. So Cincinnati is working to retain Trey Hendrickson. Discussions are ongoing between both sides. We talked last week, Chew, about how we were underwhelmed by what the Packers did in free agency. And I said, if you go out and get Trey Hendrickson, that cures all of my frustrations. That would be the difference maker. To me, that would be the big free agent signing that locks up or certainly improves your defensive line. And now it sounds like the Bengals are trying to do what many in the league thought was possible and pay all three of the stars, that according to The Athletic's Diana Rossini. Are you surprised that the Cincinnati Bengals are figuring out a way to just print money?
No, I'm not surprised. I think they realize that in order to have a very, very good football team, you have to have superstars. And I don't know if Goody subscribes. See, Goody would rather buy the highest rated Buick instead of buying a BMW or a Mercedes. It just ain't gonna happen. The fact that I thought there might be a chance that he would do that, it's just not there, which is fine.
Well, hold on, Chew.
I think it's kind of been the way Green Bay's done things for.
But
for a long time.
I want to give you some credit here. I think it's fair for your brain to have come to that conclusion that he might do that. After what he did last year, after going out and getting Josh Jacobs, after going out and getting Xavier McKinney, both of which were game changers for their respective sides of the ball.
Sure, but they're not 740 IL BMWs. They're a really, really nice Buick. That's what he likes. He likes a solid Buick, good in the snow, gas mileage, leather. You know, he doesn't need the super duper electronics, which is, I don't agree with him. But I mean, one thing I give Goody for is sticking to his plan. It's just the highest paid player behind Jordan Love is Rashawn Gary at $25 million. I don't think he could fathom paying $38 million for a player. I just don't think that's his deal. And I don't agree with it. It's just, for me, Jen, it's 100% about his pace of play. You know?
Like for slow me, and steady wins the race
slow
sort of thing?
Slow and steady, yeah. Hey, that's why I'm like, and I was thinking about it over the weekend, if, because it's a tough job. It's a tough sport, you know? It's tough having the media take shots at you. But if I'm Ed Policy, the new president of the Packers next year, Josh, after June?
This year?
I'm going into Goody. I'm saying you got 3 years. You have 3 years. That's what you have.
So you're putting him on the proverbial hot seat.
3 years.
It's warming up.
You have 3 years to win this franchise, a Super Bowl, or essentially tell him you will be on the hot seat. And we'll make a decision there. Fair enough? Are you guys with me or no?
I mean, yeah, if you are a guy who is underwhelmed with the results, which I think would be fair. If over the next, let's just say this season ends up, they make the playoffs again and get bounced in the first or second round, I do think that's fair. I don't think you can tout urgency as one of your key talking points in the offseason after you lose and then not be urgent in action. But Chu, would it surprise you to learn that at the position we are talking about, which is defensive line, which we have said for months has been a position of need for this Green Bay Packers team, that the Packers are ninth in the NFL in overall spending at that position? Ninth
on the D-line.
Overall, yes.
Yeah, probably with Kenny Clark and Gary. I mean, that's two big money pieces. I'm surprised it's ninth, especially, well, the production does not match the money they're investing in that, right? When you're 26 in the league when it comes to the defensive line, it's not good. Especially, it's just not good.
100%. Couldn't agree more. So then the question I ask you is this. Did they shore up what they perceived to be the issues when they made a coaching change? When they made the coaching change, did that convince you that they don't believe they have a talent issue at those positions? It was that they didn't have a coach who was getting the most out of the talent at those positions.
And you're talking about Halfley?
No, Rebrovich.
Correct, Jason Rebrovich. He's now fired.
Yeah. I just don't think they have talented guys.
Right, but what I'm saying is the disconnect between what you're saying and what they're showing you is because they haven't gone out and made any moves. And we just said that they are ninth in salary spending at that position in the league.
Yeah.
And that, so they're paying guys, and you're not getting the performance from them. When they fired the coach, did that send the message to you that the coach was the issue, not the players?
No. The coach is the fall guy. Like, I never understood when they fire strength coaches. Because there's always someone to blame. You always have to blame somebody, right? When you're dealing with a weight room, you're dealing with the player itself. Does the player have, you know, to drive to go in there and work hard, you know? And I've been around a lot of guys in this league that did minimal work in the weight room and were still great players. And I just sit there and I go, man, if I had their ability on the field and as hard as I attack the weight room, I mean, that would be luscious. It's just they need a fall guy. I'm not expecting the D-line to be – I'm not expecting Rashawn Gary in his seventh season where he's never had double-digit sacks to have 18 sacks this year. Doesn't – now, could it happen with Van Ness? Could he get up to 8 or something? Based upon what I've seen, if I was a betting man, I'd say no chance in hell, you know. But I will still give him that one more year. I won't even give him the full year. I'll give him the first third of the year, and if it looks the same, I just think they needed a scapegoat, and Rebrovich was the guy.
Joshy, when you look at the situation that the Bengals have, and you see, obviously, they've got Joe Burrow. They obviously wanted to lock up their talent, and we didn't think that they could, but you mentioned T. Higgins sort of took a below-market deal with his extension, and now that is allowing them to engage in conversation with Trey Hendrickson. Are they treating this season vastly different than the Green Bay Packers are treating it?
There's one big difference here, and it's the Bengals are doing all they can to keep Joe Burrow happy. The Bengals have been a disappointment, and the idea of having to part ways with one of either T. Higgins or Jamar Chase was something he very publicly spoke out about. They've put their eggs in their basket. They are going to let Joe Burrow, much like Aaron Rodgers desired or Tom Brady got while he was in with the Buccaneers, kind of call the shots. He is going to determine who is around him and what players remain. The reason Mike Gesicki got re-signed was also because of Joe Burrow. So they've taken an approach of they value the happiness of their biggest player. And they've deemed that they believe they can win with those players all getting paid that amount of money. T. Higgins should have probably just wrote out his tag, franchise tag, and then gone to the open market and gotten paid a whole lot more money. But you can also make a case that he believes the Bengals can achieve more. I would cast doubts on that. But it's just a difference in approach and sort of one person in the room. And I think Joe Burrow, to an extent, has deserved that, kind of being able to make all the call all the shots.
So where do you stand?
On what?
Because they've obviously invested in superstars on offense, correct?
Yes.
I guarantee their O-line is probably middle to...
It's very bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
But you know why? Because they're like, hey, we'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, that team isn't making the playoffs either, so... like,
oh, they were close, and I could tell you this, at the end of the season...
What do you mean close?
The team that no one wanted to play, was the Cincinnati Bengals, because their offense
except
was
for the
smoking.
Teams that played them and beat them. Like, they don't have a defense, they don't have an offensive line.
Slow. Yeah.
Joe Burrow is constantly hurt because his offensive line is so bad. Like, the Bengals are a comedic tragedy. They have to basically, from here forward, hit on all their draft picks on the defensive side of the ball to even maintain a competitive team.
So what do you want? A little sprinkle? You want a little sprinkle of money in the offensive line and maybe a Chase or a Higgins?
Yes, I think you pick one or the other, you draft and replace, and then you invest more in your offense. Like, you keeping your superstars is great. You're able to do it or not. But committing that much to two players on a team that has clearly lacked the success that you would believe Joe Burrow is capable of, what's the reason? You just missing on your draft picks, and so that's what it is? Like, I don't think anybody in the league is looking at the Bengals and going, I want to build my team like that. That's sustainable success.
No, but I also think there's teams out there going, I don't really want to play them. I really don't. Right?
I mean,
played the Packers, their offense against Green Bay's defense, who are you giving the nod to?
The gap is bigger for the Packers offense versus the Bengals defense than it would be the Bengals offense versus the Packers defense. I mean, the Packers were a top 10 defense.
I guess I'm more interested in the spending habits. I'm more interested in their willingness to figure out ways to make these guys the top paid at their position, make these guys... What was the qualification that we talked about earlier, Joshy? He's the highest paid player who's not a quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, which, at one point, I think that was Myles Garrett, and then it was Max Crosby. Right?
Before that, it was Justin Jefferson. Like, yeah. If the Packers had Ja'Marr Chase, I have no question in my mind they would be making him the highest paid. They don't have that guy. They did with Davante Adams, and then the third contract came around, and they dragged their feet.
But I don't think it's... I think it's they don't want to have the highest paid position player at a skill. They just don't. They had an opportunity to do it to Davante when Davante was the best receiver in the league, and they say, well, it's a third contract. Let's let him go.
See, but that's inaccurate. They made Jair Alexander the highest paid. Corner.
Like, and look how well that's worked out for them, unfortunately.
Yeah. Like, they do pay their players. It's just, what is their age? What do they think they're going to get out of them in that remaining contract? And we can all say, I don't think anybody here would argue. Moving on from Devontae, wrong move.
So it's just, I want to use this analogy and see if you guys can stay with me. It feels to me a little bit like you're building a house, okay? And Chu, you and I have talked about when you're building a house, there are certain places that you can cut corners. There are certain places where you can skimp a little, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe not spend top dollar. But there are things that you and I believe you should not skimp on, right?
Correct.
So what are those positions in football that you should go out if you have the opportunity to and just spend the money necessary to have the best at that position? Is it plain and simply quarterback and everything else you can cut corners on, you can spend less on? Or do you think they need to go out and spend, or maybe it's a percentage and you could argue, well, sometimes it's windows and sometimes it's foundation and sometimes it's siding and sometimes it's but this year for the Green Bay Packers, it should be this. And it rotates, right? Because at one point we talked about David Bakhtiari and his salary. And obviously you mentioned Jair and his salary. And where does Xavier McKinney rank, Joshy, on the safeties list from a salary
I'll
standpoint?
I'll have to look it up, but it's near the top.
What I'm investing in is the four most important. Quarterback, receiver, DB, and rush end. Right? Because on the offensive line, you can always do things to help. Like when we played with Bruce Wilkerson, okay? They knew that I had to help him a little bit. I had to feed the player to him, which slowed me down a little bit, but you can still get away with that. You can't do that at any of those other positions. You know? You can help. You can help. You can help there. That's why I'm just not a big fan of investing tons of money into your offensive.
I was surprised to see that the Packers were top 10 in spending at the position. And it got me wondering, and it reminded me of Nick Saban on College Game Day this past year when they were talking about NIL and they were talking about how you build your roster in college now. And he said something along the lines of, if you pay the wrong guys, you're bleep out of luck. I guess my concern is that the Packers have paid the wrong guys.
Yeah.
That the guys that they have on the defensive line have not, certainly not, performed to their contracts. And I'm not even talking about a rookie deal. And we still think that there needs to be more performance out of Lucas Van Ness. But that has been my concern, is that you're spending all this money at the position, and what do you have to show for it? All that work, and what did it get you? That's kind of how I feel about the defensive line. And this continues to come up because Trey Hendrickson is once again in the news this morning. Diana Rossini reporting that Cincinnati is working to retain Hendrickson. Discussions are ongoing between the two sides, attempting to do what many in the league thought impossible, pay all three of their stars. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this. We have enjoyed having Professional Construction Inc. help us with our home projects. As you might know, my husband Dario and I, we're not the most handy people. Now look, we can get along, we can make our way through some projects, but when it comes to the big stuff, like remodeling our basement, we rely on the experts at Professional Construction Inc. And our basement, guys, it is one of my favorite spots in the entire house now because the kiddos can all have their own spots to play. We've got our workout area in the corner, which is great. Girls have an art area where they play and they read. Then we've got the television and we've got the couch on the other side. That's where Chase can play his video games and dominate in his college football game. And then we've got the piano in the corner, a balance beam for the girls to practice their gymnastics. It is exactly what we wanted when we reached out to our friends at PCI. And maybe you're in that spot as well. Maybe you've got a space in your house that you want to be something that it currently is not. Call PCI. Have them come out to the house. Have them take a look. They'll tell you what they can do. Share their vision. And I assure you, they will do exceptional work on your project. ProfessionalConstructionInc.com is the website. Take a look and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But Ernie,
you don't know how to. Ernie, do it, and I don't know
does
how to
it ever?
It, so it's,
yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We still do not have an answer about Aaron Rodgers, gang. But saw some news over the weekend, Chew. that Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Vikings. Rodgers is hoping to sign with the Vikings, who went 14-3 in 2024 before suffering a first-round playoff defeat to the Los Angeles Rams. Meanwhile, the Vikings have been strongly weighing the possibility of pursuing Rodgers as a replacement for Sam Darnold, who signed a three-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks. So am I to believe, guys, that the Vikings are in control of this thing? That the Vikings are the ones who are sort of deciding, wrestling with, debating whether or not to bring Aaron Rodgers in? The alternative is J.J. McCarthy, right? J.J. McCarthy has never played a snap in the NFL. Feels to me, it's just my opinion, that Rodgers would be an easy option, an easy answer, if Rodgers weren't Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, especially with Favre going there, and it almost worked for him. Have they said we're not interested, or where is this at? Because my guess is the guy hasn't been told no in a long time.
You're talking about Rodgers?
I mean, they need someone. They just can't go into the season with McCarthy, so they're going to have to sign, you know, a Gardner. I know Minshew's already gone, but someone to back him up. I think Rodgers is the safest route. because it'd essentially be a one-year deal. They can get rid of them, but I was just getting to that. I get the toxic part of it.
I'm not sure could have two different quarterbacks going from Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold to Aaron Rodgers. From a psychological, from a composition standpoint, hear me out. We all watched Kirk Cousins on quarterback, right? We saw he's insatiable. He wants to get better. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy, good teammate. Sam Darnold, same thing. You know, had a tough road in the NFL. Things didn't go his way. Always thought he could prove himself if given the right opportunity. You got Kevin O'Connell, who is a former quarterback. So he's got that quarterback mindset. Those two really clicked. He squeezed every ounce of goodness out of Sam Darnold that you could. And then you have Aaron Rodgers, who no one here will ever argue is incredibly talented. But he comes, obviously, with a lot of baggage. And so there's a part of me that thinks that Kevin O'Connell is trying to decide right now if he wants to sell his soul. Right, Chu? You know, do you want to bring Aaron Rodgers in on the off chance that he can mentor J.J. McCarthy, he can be that stopgap option who can get you, you know, pick a number, double-digit wins? With that roster, double-digit wins? Joshy, does that sound fair that Aaron Rodgers with that roster could get them double-digit wins?
You'd imagine so. It seems like, it's very obvious why that's his preferred option. I mean,
best of the bunch.
Right. It is one of the teams that succeeded the most and has the pass-catching weapons. That would make a lot of sense, and the head coach to go along with it. To me, this whole situation feels like Aaron Rodgers trying to drive the price up on the Pittsburgh Steelers or the New York Giants. I don't think, and from some of the stuff I've seen talked about from the people who are in Minnesota, it seems like that's not even really a realistic option. It's been J.J. McCarthy or bust for them basically since they decided Sam Darnold wasn't their option for the future and was going to cost too much for what they had there. Like, I mean, you saw with the Vikings, they added so many players in free agency. They loaded up.
I told you when I looked at that list, and again, it varies from site to site, but I looked at a list that The Athletic put out last week, and of the top five free agent moves, the Vikings had three of them.
Yeah. So they made a big play, and to me, it seems like they're signaling, we are going to load up around our rookie contract quarterback. We are going to give it our all here. We're going to stock as much as we can to maybe, if he has slight deficiencies, which obviously you would imagine a guy in his first ever NFL snaps wouldn't be fully prepared. I think Aaron Rodgers is, one, enjoying the spotlight, enjoying that the conversation is all based on him, and two, trying to get the most out of the team he eventually signs with. Like, it has to be the Steelers at this point. The Giants would be, like, a massive embarrassment.
Is any of this out of spite for Rodgers, though? I mean, I get Minnesota has, and you know, now that Pittsburgh got DK, their offense is solid, but it's not Minnesota. You think part of it is spite, or part of it he just wants to go to a team that has the most talent around him?
This might be surprising, but I don't think he's doing that. I think he's trying to find the best situation for him to ensure his legacy is as sterling as possible.
Right. He doesn't want to go out the way that he has, underperforming, you know, kind of clunking his way to the end of a season, another season not in the postseason. And he looks at the Vikings and says, they've got a lot of talent. Is there an added bonus cherry on top of maybe, you know, spiting a Brian Gutekunst? You get a couple of wins against the Packers? Yeah, I think I don't think he's going to, you know, turn that down.
Right.
No. But now I'm reading a report from Jordan Schultz, who, again, we have talked about Jordan Schultz.
He's Nepo baby.
Found himself into the news, who says that no, he is hearing that the Vikings have made a decision and that they are not interested in Aaron Rodgers, that they will, in fact, go with J.J. McCarthy and may add another veteran during the season to sort of mentor him and, you know, help with that transition. But according to Jordan Schultz, the Vikings are out on Aaron Rodgers. And so, Joshy, with that information, what do you make of where Rodgers is at this point in his career and what the league is unofficially saying to him?
As a renowned Aaron Rodgers hater, I'm starting to feel bad and almost sad that the two options remaining are a place where he's going to hate Pittsburgh. He's going to hate Arthur Smith. He's going to hate DK Metcalf and George Pickens. They aren't going to be precise consistent, reliable targets for him. They play a different style of football. Having to pick between the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Giants is not a place I think Aaron Rodgers ever imagined himself in, or in a place where he's being told no. The Minnesota Vikings, I think, are too smart to get into the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. They said, we are going to roll the dice with a guy who hasn't seen the NFL field in his career rather than invest in a four-time MVP Super Bowl-winning quarterback. That is as large of an indictment on any single thing in Aaron Rodgers' career as you could ever imagine. He's gone so far now that he's having to basically beg places to take him, and they're telling him no.
Where would you rather see him go?
Where would I rather? I'm indifferent. It doesn't matter. Because I believe the Packers will play both the Giants and the Steelers this year. So, like, whatever. I would laugh harder if it was the Giants.
From an entertainment standpoint, I want him in Minnesota. Let's roll this thing back.
I want him in Minnesota because I think he would make them worse.
You don't know what J.J. McCarthy is right now, though.
I don't.
You know?
But I'm on the side of Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi, the GM. I'd rather figure it out this way.
Yeah, I get it.
If I am pressed on this to decide what I would like for Aaron Rodgers to do, I would like to see him retire. I would like to see him, but hear me out.
Okay,
I would like to see him recognize that the sum of his career is so great. And yes, there are certainly Packers fans who wish that there were more titles during his time under center. You can argue that the front office didn't do enough to bolster him. Like, I've heard all of it before. But I wish that he was in a place, emotionally, psychologically, where he could look at that body of work and say, man, I'm one of the best to have ever done it. Would I have liked to have won a few more Super Bowls? Yes. But anything I do beyond this is a risk. That it is going to continue to unravel, that it is going to continue to devolve. And I wish that he would be okay with the career that he has in total, in sum, and recognize that time is undefeated, and I'm not sure that he can go out there and be as good as he wants to be. That's what I would like to see him do. To meet you, that is an evolved position.
Yeah.
And again, I know it defies human nature, because the only reason these guys are as good as they are for as long as they are, is because they keep, you know, defying the odds.
Has it unraveled already with his trip to the Jets, though? Because there was a time, probably when he went to the Jets, where we're talking best quarterback to ever play the game. I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't. He probably top five, but I mean, you can't put him. Can you put him top three? I mean, obviously, Mahomes is far enough along in his career where you're putting him 1A, 1B with Brady?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to be remembered as probably the most talented in terms of physical skills and throwing of the football, like, of all time. I think most people who weren't as close to it or aren't as invested in it are always going to remember him as a Green Bay Packer having great success winning MVPs. I think we are going to look at the Jets saga and say there's probably some factor of it's the Jets doing Jets bleep, like they
100%
they screw stuff up,
and I think he knows that too, Joshy. Knows that is his escape route,
right?
That's the escape hatch from the argument that you tanked the Jets. His explanation is no, they're the bleeping Jets.
But there are enough voices like mine that say no, you went there and ruined it. You were given the keys, what you desired. The reason your relationship in Green Bay dissolved was because you thought you deserved more say in what happened. When you got all the say, it all crumbled around you. And the injury certainly also helps this fact of, yeah, man, I didn't get to play a year there. Things happened around me I wasn't able to control. But if you look at all the other stuff, the talking about we don't want distractions here while he's going on podcasts and providing all distraction himself, there is a case to be made, and one that I think has credence of you're as much of the problem as the Jets were as much as the problem.
He got the head coach fired.
And the GM.
And the GM. Eerily similar to someone else. I mean, that's why I want him to go to Minnesota.
To complete the trifecta?
And have it blow up again.
Part of me, like, I think, and he's a competitor, but I would be running from that comparison. And if you don't make an NFC Championship game, you're going to just be worse than Favre at every stop. You have the MVPs over him, great. Yeah. But everyone's going to look at it and go, well, Favre went to an NFC Championship game with this team and was one Favre throw away from making a Super Bowl. If you do less than that,
yeah,
you're not going to, you are tied to him even further. The ties go even deeper than what is an incredibly deeply tied career.
Why can't he just retire?
Ego?
Yeah. What's he going to do? I mean, he's got to feed the beast, his ego. Right?
So that's it?
That probably scares him.
Because, again, it's coming, man. The toll is coming, right? Mm-hmm. This is home stretch territory. So you're just, you know, we're just trying to stretch it out a little bit longer.
Yeah. I mean, we're just with. And I don't want to be any, but we're watching somebody who's clearly damaged in ways that I feel uncomfortable talking about. But he's searching. It's somebody searching for answers. The answers have yet to come, and he's approaching 42 years of age and one of the most decorated careers in football in the history of the sport.
And for some reason, that's not enough.
Not
enough.
That's
what I'm saying. And for some reason, it's not enough. Does anybody think that Aaron Rodgers plays another year or another 2 years and wins a Super Bowl? No. It would only be to make a playoff run, to put up big numbers, right, and show that you could still. And to be honest with you, that is not what football is. You don't join a team so you can show everybody how great you are. You join a team to win. And yet Aaron Rodgers would be using, again, just based on all the information that I have out there about Aaron Rodgers covering him over the years, basically be using a team to solidify his legacy. The legacy is solidified, man. You've done all the things. You don't need to go out there and play another season to prove to the world, to prove to yourself, to prove to the pundits and the critics that you're still good.
Yeah. No, I agree. Although I don't think he's as good as Favre was when Favre was his age. I think Favre was better. Which I think at the end of the day, I think people in Wisconsin are going to go, you know what? Was Brett better than Aaron?
I think most people are there at this point.
Are they?
Brett's made it hard with his post-career stuff for some people. But
yeah.
In terms of guys they love, guys they revere, guys they remember fondly. Obviously,
yeah, but the argument, Joshy, is always, four MVP to three, two Super Bowl appearances to one.
Yeah,
I like this guy more.
That's a rational approach, but how did it make you feel, and how did you feel after it? I think way for most people, way more than they would ever admit. And Brett Favre wins that one running away.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What do you think Aaron Rodgers does? If you had a choice between, and again, it sounds like the Vikings are in control of this decision. It sounds like Kevin O'Connell is in control of this decision. The Vikings, the Steelers, the Giants, or retire. What do you think Aaron Rodgers will do? Let us know, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Not sure that you can bet on that over at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, but man, you can certainly enjoy an elite experience. It's a complete sports betting paradise. State-of-the-art venue with dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people, a first-class bar and restaurant, a VIP deck, and a broadcast booth, and of course, the giant video wall. The superstar of the operation that is over 2,000 square feet. They have figured it all out at Pottawatomie. Bet above the rest only at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point...
I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because...
You must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You guys remember me talking about being at the State Fair and purchasing a sauna. That's right. I made a big purchase at the State Fair buying a sauna from Good Health Saunas. And I'll tell you what, one of the best purchases I ever made. Because guys, I feel so much better. Extra energy, flexibility. I sleep better. My skin looks better. And the detoxification benefits from a busy lifestyle are so worth it. You can go to the Realtors Home and Garden Show March 21st through the 30th and visit Good Health Saunas there, or you can go to their website, goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen. We've given you $500 to $800 off your purchase if you go to that website. That's goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen, goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen. Reaction rolling in about the Aaron Rodgers situation. I am very curious as to what people want to see Rodgers do. I am very curious if your opinion is stemmed in you like Rodgers, you appreciate everything he did for the Green Bay Packers, you would like to see him continue to have success, or you're a Packers fan first and foremost, and him going to the Vikings means that he could lead them to more success than the Packers have this season. So you don't want him to go to the Vikings. I'm very interested in all of the layers for Packers fans and what Aaron Rodgers' future means. Joshy, you mentioned if he goes to the Giants, if he goes to the Steelers, those are teams that are also on the Packers' schedule this year?
Yeah, I believe they would play. I mean, Benny Brust, newsbreaker himself, announced that I believe it's the 28th they will be playing in Ireland against the Steelers, so that would be a fun rematch to see. And I believe the Giants are on the schedule as well. So, like, either way, you could get what you wanted in terms of seeing him play against the Packers. I guess it's just up to him at this point. Is he going to? I still think it's the Steelers or bust for him, and it seems like the most likely option because the Giants, while they have Malik Nabers, there's a lot going on there. And, I mean, those both the coach and GM got statements released when everyone was surprised they weren't fired about, yep, we're sticking with these guys. So it doesn't seem like that franchise is anywhere close to being a competitor, which is what Aaron Rodgers would want to be on.
And, Shu, if I'm following you correctly, you would like him to go to the Vikings for the entertainment value alone.
I love drama. And I don't think he puts some over the top just based upon what he's done, did last year. But I would like to see him, yeah. I'd like to see, I want to compare booze. You know?
Compare boobs?
Well, there's that. And, no, booze.
Booze.
You know? Booze. We all remember when number four walked into Lambeau wearing the purple. Just kind of want to see what it would be like.
That would be interesting because there's certainly still Rodgers supporters out there. You see people talking about how they think he could be still great and take a team to a Super Bowl. Like, that's not an unfounded opinion. But there is something, like, what from what I recall of the Favre thing, there was Green Bay Packers fans wearing Favre Vikings jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've seen a couple Rodgers Jets jerseys here in Wisconsin. But it does not feel nearly the same, the two situations, in terms of remaining support currently. There certainly are Rodgers supporters out there. Let me tell you. They'll tell you about it. They let it be known. But it doesn't feel like the same amount as there was for Favre.
Yeah, you're probably right. The juice isn't the same. I don't know. I think deep down I'd like to see him retire because I don't want to see him taint his legacy anymore that he kind of has with the Jets. So do I think it'll happen? No. He's going to wind up somewhere.
Yeah, that's my vote. My vote is, again, and I'm saying this honestly from a place of empathy, like everything Rodgers has done on the field, has been exceptional. Again, were there games where he fell short? Yes, that happens, especially over the course of a 20-plus year career. But I want him to be satisfied. I want him to be content with everything he has done and not need to keep chasing and need to keep proving himself and need to, because now he's fighting all of these other things, right? There is the reputation that is out there. You cannot tell me that there are not teams in the league who have shied away from hitching their wagon to Aaron Rodgers because of that thing, because of those distractions, because of a perceived toxicity. You cannot convince me of that. Then there is, of course, the age. Then there is, of course, coming off of the injury. You know, like, it's all of these things. If you were Kevin O'Connell, Chu, what would you do? Kevin O'Connell, who is reigning coach of the year, yeah. Kevin O'Connell, who has a roster of, I mean, we can go down the list, but Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Aaron Jones, TJ Hockenson. He's an offensive-minded coach, a former quarterback. Like, what would you do if you're him?
Stay away. I think you look at what Sean Payton did with Bo Nix, who we all thought Bo Nix at the time would be just a guy, nothing special. And Sean Payton made him a better player. And he, I think they found their guy. I think Kevin O'Connell's the same way with McCarthy. Even though we haven't seen anything from him, I think they'll ultimately sign, you know, an average backup and roll that way. I just, it's a smart organization. It's a different situation, totally different than Brett.
It's hard to envision a better situation. Now, we just did this with the Chicago Bears last year, but Kevin O'Connell plus Justin Jefferson plus Jordan Addison plus TJ Hockenson plus Aaron Jones feels like you should be able to at least be a playoff team with a rookie quarterback. Like, it seems like with what we've established with that team, with that coach, and with those players, there's enough around there that, if he's Bo Nix, they're like a 12-13 win team again. Like, that's how good that offense looked last year.
Well, and to tell you the truth about Minnesota, I think they're eyeballing Detroit a lot more than they're eyeballing Green Bay, where Green Bay is kind of eyeballing everybody. Fair?
Explain to me the eyeballing.
I think they're like, Green Bay, you know, split. We'll take care of business there. We're chasing Detroit. We are not chasing Green Bay.
Well, I think that's, isn't that the case in any situation when a team has multiple division championships in a row?
I don't think they're eyeballing Green Bay as a big a threat as Detroit is. And I don't think Detroit is eyeballing Green Bay as a bigger obstacle than Minnesota.
Yeah, the standings would indicate such. Would it not?
Yeah, but I don't think Green Bay, the Packers believe that. Do you think they believe that? Do you think they're sitting there going, "Goody, oh, they're chasing us. They're chasing us." No, they're not chasing you.
Nah, I don't think so. I think he's well aware of, you know, the depth of talent.
It'd be Aaron Rodgers' lack of self-awareness.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Josh is like, we're not saying it doesn't happen. It happens.
I don't know. I don't know because I think Goody honestly believes that the D-line will be better because, you know, first year in a 4-3 and these guys just said, and it was the coach. I think he believes that. And I think he's wrong. I don't know.
We put on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll, what will Aaron Rodgers do? And that's different than what you want him to do. And again, I said there's a lot of nuance there as far as, are you an Aaron Rodgers fan? Do you want to see him have success? Do you want to see him go to a stacked team, even though it would be a team in the division that could potentially give your team, the Green Bay Packers, fits in the two times they play and potentially in the postseason? Do you want to see him team up with Mike Tomlin and go to the Steelers? Do you want to see him stay in New York and just go across the aisle to the Giants? Or do you want to see him retire? I would like to see him retire. And that is from a human standpoint, not a get the hell out of here. I don't want to talk about you anymore, buddy. This is a, you've done enough. It's great. You are a bona fide Hall of Famer. You don't need to prove yourself to the world or to yourself anymore. At least that's what I hope. We'll take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this.
It's tournament time in the new daily fantasy sports app I've just found out about with the absolute largest payouts on parlays. It's called Wanna Parlay, W-A-N-N-A. Let me tell you, I can't even name the amount of people that text me this weekend sharing all their winnings they had. I downloaded the Wanna Parlay app on my phone, and it is so much fun. You can compete against me and other Jen, Gabe, and Chewy listeners to see who can combine a few picks and build the best parlay. On Saturday, I bet on the John Tanjay over points and added a little Jack Eichel scoring a goal in there, and I ended up in the winner's camp too. Gabe Neitzel sent me his winnings. Tony Cartagena sent me his winnings, and those are just the people you've heard of before. It's just $2 for a shot at taking home a huge cash prize. It's a blast and so simple to use, and there are new basketball, hockey, baseball, and combat sports contests every single week. And again, the best part, it's only $2 to enter a parlay into a contest, and there's always free-to-play options. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, click around, and if you decide to upload money to play, get into the action. Use promo code JJC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. Put in $20, they'll give you $20 more. Download Wanna Parlay app, use promo code JJC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. Code JJC. Must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Any of those things, because it's like I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping.
All right,
can
we just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.
That's going to do it for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy today. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day.